Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year is going to be based on the Sefer Shiuri in a Talmud of Agon Rabbi Yehuda Berman Zatzal, one of my favorite Svarim, in Shir Chav Beis, and it should be a special schus for Yaakov ben Esar Esther, Chana Rezel Bas Miriam Rivka, Veleda Kaliyel Bari Vishalim, Baramache Bar Vishas Agidah, Berichus Yamim Vishanim Tovos. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. If we follow Migu b'makom treyu trey, if you have two edim on one side, two edim on the other side, and one set of edim also has, the person has a Migu. So, do you follow the trey with the Migu, or do you not consider the Migu? So, Tosis in Bava Kama on Dafayin Beis Amit Beis, and Tosis in Bava Basra on Daflamet Aleph Amit Beis, hold that migu b'makom treyu treyu lo mahani. The migu doesn't tip the scales b'makom treyu treyu if you have two against two. However, Tosus and Ksubis Yates Amit Beis Dibar Maslum Ksav Yadin holds that migu is effective b'makom treyu treyu. And in the Tosus Dibar Maslum Ein Ne'amanim, there's be'etzem machlokas between the two terutzei Tosus whether migu helps b'makom treyu treyu. So what's the geder machlokas? So we can explain based on what Reb Chaim Halevi writes in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalid, that even in an instance where the first aid has Ne'amonis on the Maisa, for example, an Eidus Sota, that we learn from a Pasuk, that one aid is Ne'amon to be made that the woman was Nitmeis. And the aid HaMakrisho who says that she wasn't nitmeis, he doesn't have ne'amanus on the ma'isa, because ein dover shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. We have a special pasuk that one aid is ne'aman, an aid is sota, and the aid who comes to be makrishim doesn't have ne'amanus on the ma'isa because he's not two. The aid who said it's not true, this dover shebe'erva and dover shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. Nevertheless, it's still considered chad neged chad. Why? Because he has a din edus on the hakchosha. So he doesn't have edus on the etzem ha-maisa, but he has edus to say that the first aid is not giving correct edus. So according to this, we can make the following chakira. If also with two edim, there is edus of hakchosha. In other words, that they can be made, that the first group was made sheker, or no, that's only shaykh beit echo, that there's edus of hakchosha to say the first aid was made sheker, where he doesn't have nemonas gemura. But if you have two edim, the din edus to say that the first edim were made sheker is not effective. Why? Because the Rishonim, the first Edom, have a din of Ne'amanus, Halpishnayim Edom Yokum Dover. So if you have two Edom, can two other Edom, is there Edus HaKosha to say they're telling a lie? Or do we say no? They can't be made that the first set are telling a lie because Halpishnayim Edom Yokum Dover. And all the latter Edom can do is they can be made on the Etzim HaMaisa. Not to say that the first Edom are telling a ligand, a lie, but to say that the Maisa was different. Because they also have a din ne'amanus of Apishnayim Edom Yakum Dover. So what's the gather when you have two Edom coming against the first two? Is it Edus HaKosha, that the first are Edus Sheker? Or no, is it just Edus, they're giving different Edus? So if we say that they have a din Edus of HaKosha, even if they're two Edom, then if you have Treyu Trey, then there's suffik in the Ne'amanus of the Edom themselves. Because there are two other Edom who have din Ne'amanus of Edus to say that the first set was made Sheker. And even though these Edom also have a din Edus, and they could be made Adarav, the other Edom are being made Sheker, however, there's a suffik Ne'amanus then on both sets of witnesses. Mashenken, if we say that with respect to the Edus of two, there is not shaykh and edus of hakrasha, then every group has a din ne'amanus edus gemura. as if there's no hakasha, because there is no hakasha here. So if we say that there's din edus of shnayim, and there's no hakasha, then each group has din ne'amanas gemura, edus gemura, as if there's no hakasha. So they're saying different testimonies, but the testimony is not that the other ones are lying. That doesn't work with two edim. They're just different testimonies. So by us, they have ne'amanas gemura. Be'etzim, they have ne'amanas gemura. The only thing is the Beis Din now has a suffix what to do. Because on the etzim ha'maisa, they have two edios sotros. In other words, is the edus of the second group on the maisa, but not on the first group of edim, or is the edus of akhash on the etzim edim that the edim are psulim? The edim are shakaranim, excuse me. That's a very nice chakira. You can use that on a date. The Rambam in the Hilchas Eidus Perek Yud Ches Halacha Beis writes, "Aval shnei kitei eid kitos hamachishos zo zo ve'ein kan eidus ein onchen es achas meim lefishen ani yodim yoakas shakranes." The Rambam says, if you have two eidus that are machishos, ein kan eidus. Is that a home run? And that's like the first tzad of Achakira. That there's a suffix in the namonas of each kas, of each group, and memela, there's no edus with namonas. Mashenken, if we say like the second tzad, that both of them have a din namonas of edus gemura, then you have two good sets of witnesses. And the suffix is only klape the Beis Din. How to ech lachtoch es hadin? Since we have two contradictory testimonies, we don't know what to do. But that's only mitzad the Beis Din. So with this, we can explain the machlokes whether you say migu b'makom trei u'trei. If we say that by trei u'trei there's a suffix in the nemonos of the edim, then the migu is effective. That if one tzad, if one group, if one kas has a migu also with them, so they win. You have to believe them. Why? Because if you have a suffix ne'amanus, then what does that migu do? The migu gives them the ne'amanus. And then you say that the other group are the liars. The other group of witnesses are the liars. Aber, if we say that there's no suffix ne'amanus of the edim, each kas is ne'amanus gemura, then the migu is sehelf nisht. Why not? But you can't. The migu isn't going to be mavara the suffix. Both of them already have ne'amanus gemura. There's no greater ne'amanus than ne'amanus of edim, like the Ramban writes in his Chedushin to Bava Basra Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. So laying in their own edus, so what is the migu going to add? There's nothing better than their ne'amanus. So you don't need the migu. And what about the migu being machria between the two groups? So that already tells us in Bava Kama and Bava Basra say that it's no better than another group of edim, trei kameya. So you have four guys, six guys, eight guys, 12 guys. The migu doesn't help. So if you say there's a chisarit in their etzim ne'amanus, there's a suffix in their ne'amanus, so then the migu is effective. The migu helps us. We'll say believe them and not the other ones. But if you say no, they have complete ne'amanus, you just don't know how to decide. What's the migu going to add? What is it? Is it a few more edim? Say it. A few more edim doesn't help us. There's no greater ne'amanus than an ne'amanus of edim. So what's my Yosef amigu? So therefore, according to that tzad, trei u'trei, migu doesn't help us. According to the first tzad, there's a suffix in their ne'amanus. There, the migu's going to help give them ne'amanus. And which side? The Rambam. The Rambam was with the first side. There's a suffix in their etzim ne'amanus. And we can say that the Rambam who holds that in hakhasha there's not edus at all, he's l'shitaso in the gedra al pishnai medim yokum dover, because the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah Perek Zayin Alacha Zayin Perek Chas Alacha Beis writes, "Kumoshin etztavenu lachtoch hasadin al pishnai medim ksherim So we're commanded to cut the judgment based on two eidim ksherim, even though it's efsher that they're lying. Since they're kosher by us, it could be they're lying, but we're mamid osam and they're kashrus. There he's talking about nevuah, but he's comparing it to eidus. So the Rambam is very clear that we don't know whether two Edom are telling the truth. And therefore, what's this Al Pishnaim Edom Yakum Davar? Al Pishnaim Edom Yakum Davar is the din in the Beis Din. The Beis Din has to paskin the din Al Pishnaim Edom. Nitztaveinu lachtoch as a din Al Pishnaim Edom Sherim. But the din Yakum Dover is not in the Edim themselves. The Torah gave the Edim a din Ne'amonis Vadois. Because the Rambam says, Afo Pish Efshu Sheidu Sheker. B'Sheker. And if the Edim have Ne'amonis Vadois and what they're made, how's it shaykh to say that the Efshu Sheidu Sheker? Emes, they have Ne'amonis Vadois. So Baal Koch is Mavur, that the Rambam holds, that the din of Yakum Dover, Apishnaim Edim Yakum Dover, is in the Edim. We don't know if the Edim are telling the truth. Rather, it's a din in the Beis Din. The Beis Din decides based on the two Edim what the halacha is going to be, what the psak is going to be. But we don't know if the Edim are telling the truth. And the Yakum Dover is the Beis Din. However, in the Sefer Shiur at Yuna Talmud and Bava Basra and Shir Yud Zayin, there he proves Bishitas HaRambam and his group that they argue with the Rambam and the Gedra Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dover, and they also din in the Edim themselves, that the Edim themselves have Ne'amanus Vadois. And that the Beis Din Paskin is only a Totzah de Memela. Now the Edom are really giving are really Koveh the Din, and then the Beis Din Memela follow the Edom. But the Al Pishnaim Yakum Dover is the Din in the Edom, not on the Beis Din. The Edom are Mamid the Din. And since the Edom say what they said, Memela Beis Din follows the Edom. So that's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. So according to this, the Rambam who holds that in Hakchasha there's no Eidus at all, he's L'shitasa. Why? Because since in the whole din of Yakum Dover, that's a din in the Beis Din, Lachtoch is a din Al-Piyem, that the Beis Din has to follow the two Eidim. So if you have Trey U'Trey, that Beis Din doesn't have a din, Lachtoch is a din. So if the Beis Din doesn't have a din, Lachtoch is a din, so then there's no Eidus. The whole Eidus is only for the sake of the Beis Din, so the Beis Din can paskin. But if the Beis Din can't paskin, then there's no Eidus, there's no Apishnaim Edim Yakum Dover. Beis Din has nothing to say. Mashenken, if we say, like Shitas HaRamban, the Din of Yakum Dover is a Din in the Edim, that the Edim are making the Dover, that the Edim have Nanamanus Vadois, then we can say that if it's two against two, we have Eidus of both of them. Because each Kas has Ne'amanus. Like any other Eidus. You can't say there's no Eidus here. If it's only a din in the Beis Din, that the Beis Din has to paskin based on the what the Eidim say. The Beis Din are the Yakum Dover. Al Pishnai Eidim, Yakum Dover, the Beis Din should be making Al Pishnai Eidim. So if you have two against two, and the Beis Din can't be make him dover, so then the Eidus is out the window. But if you say no, that it's a din on the Eidim, then you have two Eidim, you have two valid sets of witnesses, and each one has complete Ne'amanus. So you can't say that there's no Shnayim Edim here. There are Shnayim Edim. There are two Edim on both sides. And each two Edim, Mitzad Atzman, make you Yakum Dover. Mitzad what they're saying, we should be Yakum Dover. The only thing is Beis Din, which the Pasuk is not referring to. Beis Din doesn't know what to do. But we still have Al Pi Shnayim Edim Yakum Dover. Just as a suffix, Mitzad the Beis Din, but the Pasuk Torah is not talking about the Beis Din. But there is Edus here. But if you say that, no, the Torah was only, the Eidus is only important insofar as that the Beis Din is paskening Alpi this Eidus, and Beis Din can't pasken, then the Eidus is out the window. So few machshavas on the Trey Utrei, Hakosha, Hades, Bezdin. Shalom b'zelcha luma l'lamid lishma b'lasa. The time is called Divrei Salmon Torah. So we have a main via main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.